Migraine disease can be a debilitating neurological disorder. Those who suffer from the illness can miss school, lose their jobs, and develop depression and anxiety. Studies show diagnosis rates and treatments are vastly different among people of color than they are among white patients. WHYY Zoe Reed reports advocates want to change that.
When Sarah Shaw was 24 years old, she experienced her first migraine attack, but she didn't know what it was.
One minute I was fine, and the next minute, this wave of nausea, like, overtook my body.
It was around Halloween, and Shaw and her friends were walking through a haunted corn maze. Suddenly, she felt an intense pain in her head. The lights seemed brighter, the sounds louder, and the maze became a lot scarier than she expected.
And like they had like a megaphone and they were like all yelling to it all at the same time.
Along with a severe headache, migraine symptoms can vary from light sensitivity to brain fog and fatigue. Severity can also differ, but for some, it's so bad that they have to leave their jobs.
Migraine is so much more than just a headache. It's actually stabbing, shooting pains that shoot through your eye. Pressure on your head that feels like it's being squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. You're really sensitive to things like light and sound.
Shaw, who's black, visited two doctors after that Halloween event, but neither gave her a migraine diagnosis. It wasn't until a year later that she was diagnosed correctly.
A lot of patients that live with invisible illnesses often get told by doctors that it's all in their head, and I started to feel that.
Shaw is now 33 and has suffered migraine attacks for the past 10 years. Courtney White is a headache doctor at Jefferson Health. The physician, who's also black, says Shaw's experience trying to get the correct diagnosis is not unusual for people of color.
The history of medicine as a racist institution that assumed that people of color were more likely to have thicker skin and not actually feel the pain that they're discussing. So when a patient comes into the ER with migraine symptoms and migraine pain, they're more likely to be dismissed.
In 2020, Dr. White launched a program to educate patients about migraine and help them find a neurologist. Though rates of migraine disease are similar across races, studies show the level of care people of color receive is less adequate compared with the attention given to white patients. Delaying proper treatment can lead to chronic migraine. White says migraine disease has also been wrongly framed as a middle-aged white woman's disease. She says for a long time, pamphlets and TV ads about migraine attacks primarily featured middle-aged white women. That's why in 2021, Qasim Amin Nathari started the social media presence Black Men Have Migraine Too.
And sadly, I'm clearly the most visible and most vocal, and it shouldn't be that way.
Medical students get less than 10 hours of pain management training, and only a fraction of that is focused on migraine. Deborah Turk, who's black and lives in Philadelphia, suffers from migraine attacks, and she advocates for other patients, who often have bad experiences in emergency rooms.
At one place, I was placed probably less than a yard away from the busy nurse's station, right under bright lights. And was told, basically, this is what it is. You can leave if you don't like it.
Turk says patients with migraine symptoms should be placed in a darker and quieter area. Shaw, who experienced her first migraine symptoms during Halloween 10 years ago, says a former neurologist insulted her.
I have curly, big, thick black hair, and I get Botox treatments. She came in and she was like, whoa, where am I going to find your little head underneath all that hair?
Shaw now has a migraine specialist who's black, who she says makes her feel more comfortable. Nationally, the Disparities in Headache Advisory Council is working to increase migraine knowledge among medical school students and clinicians, and to advocate for patients of color. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.